Welcome to City of God, a podcast of the Center for Public Theology at Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. My name is Dr. Owen Strand, and I'll be your host. Join us each week as we engage the city of man with the biblical wisdom of the city of God. If you watch pop culture in 2017 regarding abortion, what would you think the abortion rate is today? Would you think that it's at an all-time high, or would you think that it is approaching historic lows in terms of rates of abortion per 1,000 women? A recent report by the Guttmacher Institute, reported on by NPR, has revealed some shocking findings. The rate of abortions per 1,000 women of childbearing age, ages 15 to 44, was in 2014 at its lowest recorded rate since Roe v. Wade was passed in 1973. The specific rate of abortions per 1,000 women in 2014 was this, 14.6. That rate, as NPR made clear, that rate is down from a peak of 29.3 abortions per 1,000 women in 1980 and 81, the years of highest recorded abortion rate. These are stunning findings, and these are stunning findings in a very happy way for evangelical Christians. I read about this report through the Twitter feed of ethicist Russell Moore, and I'm very thankful to hear this news. We've got to mark this as evangelical Christians. We've got to celebrate the reality that despite a stridently pro-abortion, pro-death culture, abortion rates have plummeted in American culture in the last 30-plus years. So let's take a moment to give thanks for this. Let's take a moment to recognize that this is a wonderful development in our culture, despite the fact that celebrities and politicians and public leaders continue to push abortion on the American people, despite the fact that they are trying to indoctrinate the rising generation to believe that abortion is a public good and is the right, put that in air quotes, of every woman if she wants to engage in an abortion, people are not necessarily buying this logic. Now, we need to note, even as we have just sounded the need to celebrate these findings, that we're not exactly clear on how much contraception has lowered abortion rates in America. And we can probably say that it has had an effect in terms of the data I have just reported. So, in other words, there may actually be little tiny abortions taking place in a woman's body as she takes contraception. She's not going through the, of course, abortive process, but contraception is carrying out the termination of a fertilized embryo in a woman's body without any kind of appointment or medical surgery, this sort of thing happening. So we're not exactly clear on just what a victory this declining abortion rate is today. And we need to note this. We need to be honest about this as evangelicals. We can celebrate the falling abortion rate even as we very much want to take stock of the widespread use of abortifacient contraceptives in our society. Sex has been presented to us as something that we can engage in at any time, and contraception solves that problem if a pregnancy does result from sexual activity. And so many people now order their lives around women using contraception. So we're not clear on exactly how these two trends intermingle. We are clear that there is more to the narrative than this one data point represents, though I hope you're hearing me clearly, we should be heartened by the declining abortion rate. We need to see as well that even this data point shows us, reminds us, that culture and society does not run in one direction. In other words, just because Roe v. Wade was passed and has received very enthusiastic support from many people in our society and culture, that does not mean that abortion is a fixed reality in our society. Things can run in one direction and then turn in the next.
in the next moment. There is tremendous power in the narrative of life, in the pro-life message that the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ has promoted for decades now and needs to continue to promote. We need to see that being pro-life is actually winning adherents. It is not falling on deaf ears, in other words, in American public life. We are those who champion life. We recognize as evangelicals that God created life. So we have a massive, massive stake in life, in fighting the culture of death, driven by our evil foe, Satan, wherever it rears its head, whether it rears its head in the most primal of killings or it rears its head in the most cool of policy documents written in, you know, formalized prose. We are against the culture of death. We love life. We promote life. We recognize preeminently that Jesus Christ is the life, the way, and the truth. So, in conclusion, let's never stop working for the end of abortion. Let's never tire until abortion crashes into the sea. Let's be tireless promoters of the pro-life ethic. Let's never stop working for the end of abortion in this country and in our world more broadly. If somebody is hearing this very humble little podcast and is thinking, perhaps that's the cause of my life, perhaps I'm supposed to play some kind of William Wilberforce role in society on this issue, the issue of abortion, please hear me personally speaking very clearly to you and saying, I encourage you to take on that role. I encourage you, wherever you are, to do all that you can to support the culture of life and oppose the culture of death. In my 2015 book, The Colson Way, profile of pro-life activist Chuck Colson, I said this in conclusion after telling the story of Colson's life. We are witnesses unto life, particularly the life of the unborn child. Christians know that God loves even the least of our world. He is the one who has created life. He loves it. Satan loves death. Death is his work, his transcultural project. An abortion driven by personal preference is one of his most devious initiatives. Young evangelicals do not have the choice of opting out from pro-life ministry. Every believer has the duty, the delightful duty, of promoting and creating a culture of life. Whatever the data shows, whatever the reports say, may that be our mandate. May that be our prayer.
Thanks for listening to City of God, a podcast at the Center for Public Theology at Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. We're so thankful you stopped by. We encourage you to continue to join the conversation at cpt.mbts.edu, the official website of the center. And we encourage you to follow us on Twitter and Facebook as well. Join us in coming days as we continue the conversation on what it means to be the city of God in the city of man.